Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the App Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana. And happy Bet Mitzvah.
Happy Bet Mitzvah.
We are 13 years old today. Betches. Not the three of us.
It's crazy.
Oh, thanks for clarifying, Jordana.
Is it today or tomorrow? The anniversary.
We never know.
It's both. Okay.
It's both. Three people, 2 days. I'm hard at work on our montage, as you insist I pronounce it, not montage.
Aileen, it's montage, right? It's not montage. She keeps calling it a montage.
Okay. I don't know why I just say that wrong. Okay. I don't know. That's like in my head the way it like is said, but you know, it's like Jordana calling the font. But there are so many funny videos and photos that I found. Like, what a time. I went through my entire camera roll last night. It's crazy.
Exciting.
Wow.
It was
like, did you find the pictures that not just you look good in?
Yeah.
Yes. I really tried to focus on pictures that like have already been like posted, like, or things that had already been posted, or, and I'm also like cutting stuff down because there's just like a lot. It's taking a long time.
It's so funny. You know, every year on our anniversary I reflect, and I was thinking about like when we lived together in college and you lost your camera. You were like, there were so many pictures that I look good on.
It wasn't like a camera. It was like a weird camera, right? Like it was like a gimmicky.
It was a digital camera.
No, but Sammy, didn't you have this like thing? It was like blue or like it was vertical.
What I had was like a video recorder that was basically like a very small camcorder.
Yeah.
And you recorded like footage on it and then you uploaded the footage onto your computer. It was basically like if your iPhone, I don't remember the name, but
it had like a
was
special
like, you're
name.
Right, it was vertical. It looked like an iPhone.
I don't remember this.
But it only captured video and I believe probably
that's
photos.
Not what you lost. You lost the camera.
I probably
pictures.
Lost.
I think she lost both.
Okay. I think I at one point lost.
I feel like we used to, I'm trying to think if like people used to lose or get their phones stolen more or if we were just like extremely like drunk and young. And like we used to lose. Because like we would just lose stuff all the time. Like I would lose my phone all the time.
Yeah, like you'd lose your BlackBerry and then like get a new BlackBerry and then you have to like put your new pin on your like
so embarrassing.
BlackBerry away message.
But I think it's because we were like out and like drinking probably more than
about
like the fact that people lost those more. But also there's Find My iPhone now. I feel like that makes it harder.
I think that probably makes it easier to find when you lose it.
What's the longest you've been without your phone in the past 10 years?
I don't even remember.
Like 0 minutes?
No. I definitely have like had times when I didn't have it. But like you also have your computer. You know what I mean? At this point,
right,
like
the computer connects to your phone.
Yeah.
When you had BlackBerries, like it didn't. So if you didn't have your phone, you just didn't.
Well, you were less reliant on it at that time.
Right.
Because
there weren't apps.
Yeah. Like you weren't. Like, where's my, I can't go on Instagram, you know? So it was less of a big deal, I think, if you.
How did we get around?
You Googled and then you mapped it and you like sent yourself the directions or typed them
up. You could email them, I think. Aileen, we definitely had the app for Facebook though on the BlackBerry, if you remember.
They're called like Stat Navs, right? Like. Or is that the like Australian way of saying it? Because I only know that from Bluey. You had like the actual devices that you would put on your car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like a attachable nav system.
Yeah. The nav. That's what it was called. The nav.
That's how we drove.
Aileen, did you tell the Facebook story?
Ugh, yeah.
You told it already?
No, when? No, I haven't told it. I've told it like a long time ago, but I guess I could retell it again.
We were talking about it the other day.
Well, because I'm saying like there were no apps on the BlackBerry, but I think there was Facebook.
There was a Facebook. No, there were
there
some
was a Facebook
apps,
app.
But there was a Facebook app, but it wasn't
they were just
like,
weren't as good and advanced.
Well,
it wasn't so easy to use. Exactly. Like, we were driving back from a, I think I've told the story, but like, for those who haven't heard it, listening, we did like a girls' trip to Montreal, and we were driving back. We were all in one big car, and Montreal road trip is 8 hours long. Mm-hmm. And we were just at the beginning of this journey, waiting to cross the border back into the U.S. And I was sitting in the middle seat of the back, and I was like, you know what, girls? I want to stalk my super crush. And I want to stalk him on Facebook, and I want to show you guys what he's up to. So I, like, look his name up.
Facebook stalking was and is a very real thing.
It was so real. Yeah. It was the only way to stalk a person.
I had like a rotation of people.
Yeah.
That I would
You checked. Yeah. It was like what away message stalking was then. It was then became Facebook stalking. Facebook profiles turned into Instagram stalking. But we're in the Facebook stage. And during this time, Facebook had it where you just like have to set a status. No, not have
you didn't
to.
Have to. You could.
Sorry. You could set a status. I've never set statuses unless I was in locations. Like when I got back from school, I'd be like, Aileen is Roslyn.
At home.
At home. Aileen is on vacation. Okay. So, but the status bar was so close to the search bar.
Yeah, they looked like each other.
Looked like each other. And instead of searching for his name, I put in as my status, Aileen is, let's call him like,
Michael.
Chad.
Michael's my husband's name.
Well, it is.
Let's call it Mike Marinelli. Yeah. So I said my status is Aileen is Michael Marinelli. And then I was like, when I realized it, it wasn't easy to delete because, like, again, you almost had to use like that center rolling
toggle
thing.
Yeah, you had to use the rolling mouse thing to navigate.
As a mouse. Yeah. It wasn't like just tap screen. It wasn't touch screen. And I couldn't get it. And instead, I had a full-on scream panic attack that I chucked my phone to the front of the car screaming. And everyone's like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? And I just like was like, I just wrote Aileen is Michael Marinelli on my on my status on Facebook. I can't delete it. And like the only like easy way to delete it is on a desktop or like your laptop. And I got hours away
from that.
Whoever was in the front seat, like, gave me my phone back. We're like, calm down. Like, we can delete it. So
did they delete it?
I thought I deleted it. Yeah, like, I was like, okay, everything is okay. And we go on with our journey. And I get home to my laptop. I think everything is fine, you know. And I get home. Like, I open. I remember this so vividly because I didn't, like, even sit down. I sort of just, like, open my laptop on my bed. I look my Facebook. And, oh, my God, it's still there. 8 hours later, Aileen is Michael Marinelli.
Did it have any likes or comments on it?
No, it had no likes or comments, but I am so sure he saw this. Because I think
here's the thing. He would only see it if he Facebook stalks you.
Well,
no,
where
because
I showed
things showed
up,
up
on
chronologically.
The fucking timeline.
Oh, yeah. Was there a timeline at that point?
Yeah, things were chronological.
No, I think timeline didn't come until like 2012.
No. There was 100% a timeline. That's what the statuses were on.
Holly, when did Facebook timeline come out?
Let's look it up.
2011. 2011 is when timelines came out.
So it wasn't on the timeline.
No.
Oh.
I think you can make a status.
He definitely saw it because I think he like sort of made a comment, but like a very like subtle comment that I wasn't, it was to be interpreted.
What was the
comment? If he were a real man, he would have liked it. Would have liked your status.
He wasn't a real man because later when my crush, like, it's when it just went away, it dissipated very quickly when I just realized, when he was just such an asshole and he would, like, say things like, how's your little company? And I'd be like, you're disgusting, man.
You should.
Little company.
Yeah.
You should.
So, anyway, I think he follows me on Instagram so he can go look himself.
Well, if you're listening, joke's on you.
If you're listening, Michael Marinelli.
Aileen is Michael Marinelli. Big mistake.
Huge.
No, really, truly. Really big mistake.
But yes, no. Happy anniversary to Betches, to you guys, to that special night so long ago.
Our night. The one we made.
It's crazy.
Betches.
Night after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know, the best art comes from sadness.
Oh, so. Yeah. That was depressing. That was depressing Valentine's Day. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Should we discuss the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Okay, let's start with the easy stuff. Halftime show. Commercials, okay. Halftime
commercials,
show.
Commercials, halftime show. Commercials. What was your favorite commercial?
A lot of Temu. The only one I really remembered the memorable one was the Dunkin' Donuts Ben so Affleck good. One, which was I thought really good. Thought it was Agreed. Like very funny. Matt Damon, amazing.
He killed it.
He did like the real comedy effects. But everyone was good. I thought it was weird that they included a line where she's like, Tom Brady can stay. She thought it was like a little awkward.
Because like he's not her husband.
Because he's like not her husband. And like, it's just like, it's not like they've been married. Like, so, they've been married 30 years and they're so secure in this relationship. I just thought it was like a weird line to include. Which
I feel
wasn't
like maybe
funny.
They are that secure. Yeah, it wasn't that funny, but the whole thing was just
maybe
so silly.
Maybe football fans would like it.
I liked it because I like when celebrities sort of like push back, like troll us back. Because I think really the audience is just looking to be put in their place a lot of the times. Like we sometimes just speculate too hard and they're like, shut up. This is actually the case. And so I liked when they trolled us back. Maddie was good. Tom Brady was silly. Their outfits were wild. It was an interesting thing. And I laughed. And then there's all this like supplementary content, like behind the scenes, which is Duncan keeps posting. It's all very good. I can't tell though. Is like Ben Affleck like playing up his Boston accent, or is that really his voice?
I think so. I think he's playing it up.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's playing it up.
For the Duncan, I mean, Duncan is like all there is in Boston. So I feel like they probably encouraged him to play it up.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's headquartered there, maybe. Oh. I might have made that up. But it's very big there.
By
there's like it's yeah. like it's like there's a lot. I mean, from the times that I've been, there's way more Dunkin' Donuts there than like Starbucks.
It's in Massachusetts.
It's a Dunkin'
It's not in
City.
Boston, but it's yeah, headquartered in
It also just like has more Massachusetts energy, Dunkin', rather than it has Starbucks energy.
I know you know what I mean for that to sound elitist, but I feel like it
no,
did.
No. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think like Starbucks has to necessarily mean elitist. Like, I don't think Seattle is like better than Boston necessarily. Like, you know, you could, I would say they're,
I feel like it has a more elite energy than Boston.
Sure.
It's not in Boston. It's in Canton, Massachusetts.
What is that? Like 20 minutes outside of Boston?
It's a part of, it's actually a part of Greater Boston.
Okay. So it's in Boston.
Okay, here's the thing. The irony is that I really like Boston. I am, in fact, actually going there this weekend to visit Abby's grandma. Oh, so that's fine. I will be, you know, I will keep my eye out. I'll keep count. How about that?
Okay. 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 Did you note any other commercials, whether good, bad, strange?
There are a lot of movie commercials. I'm excited to see Wicked, although I kept thinking about The Affair, the Ariana Grande Affair, whenever I was watching it. But I'm excited to see it.
I kind of was, but do you like the song Yes And? Ariana's song Yes And.
It's fine.
Enough.
So I really like it. And I like danced to it in the car.
Yes And.
And because, and even though like I'm really do not align with Ariana's things, she's also sort of trolling us back via that song. And that's partially why I like it too.
Yeah, I agree. Say that shit with your chest and.
Yeah, say that shit with your chest and. Don't get me started. I'll start singing it.
I don't get it. With your chest?
Like she's saying, like, stick up for yourself, kind of, is the message.
She's saying, like, it's really, like, in response to her, the whole scandal. She's saying, like
right. And that's why people are mad.
There's a line that's like, why is it your business whose dick I ride or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That seems pretty pointed.
Extremely. It's just her about being like, I literally don't give a fuck anymore. Like, your opinions do not matter to me and it shouldn't affect my peace. And also the fact that this song is like now making her a shit ton of money is enough of like a fuck off kind of.
She played the long game.
The jokes weren't funny. I took the money. What do you think of all the religion commercials? Which religion are you guys going to join?
That was the other memorable stuff. It was like Dunkin' Donuts and Jesus.
There's always a Jesus vibe. And all this. Yeah. Last year there was Jesus.
Who's paying for the Jesus commercials?
Oh, it's the owners of Hobby Lobby, I think.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it's like their thing, their nonprofit.
What does that do for them?
Promotes Christian values. Tells people that Jesus gets them. Don't be afraid of Jesus.
People to go back to church.
Tells people
churches.
To be like, hey, I'll try out this Jesus thing. He seems to have a lot of money.
He seems to care about feet.
Do you think Jesus? What do you think Jesus thinks about like using the money on a Super Bowl commercial instead of like feeding
like
the poor,
giving back to the poor?
Well, he's like spread. He likes when his word is spread.
Not just one commercial. He does though. Like Let's that. Be clear, two.
Yeah, I mean, in case you missed the first one.
I mean,
one.
It's interesting. If it's like the Hobby Lobby people, you would think they would get more bang for their buck by promoting Hobby Lobby.
They don't care about the buck. They care about spreading Jesus' light.
I mean, there's something kind of nice about that, I guess.
Yeah, they don't want people to have like people to get like married if they're gay or have abortions.
Yeah, but that's not what the commercials.
One.
The commercials were just like
that's
about
not what the commercials
Jesus,
saying,
though.
But that is the ideology that they want you to arrive at.
Right, but there are like people who are. Who like love Jesus who don't believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Like mutually exclusive.
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. But I don't think the Hobby Lobby people are those people. The Hobby Lobby people had a whole Supreme Court case where because they didn't want to cover any insurance plans for their employees if they included birth control. So the Hobby Lobby people are not playing the Jesus foot commercial just because they're like, oh, like maybe you could casually get into this.
Yeah.
Right.
There's also Scientology commercial, you know, as usual. We had another Stand Up to Jewish Hate commercial. I was happy to see that. And lots of Temu ads.
What is Temu?
Temu's like, it's a Chinese company with like cheap goods. I don't really know like what exactly.
Like an Amazon?
Kind of, I think so.
Cheaper. Cheaper, I think, than like Alibaba. The thing, though, is they spent so much money. And also weird that their like tagline is shop like a billionaire because it's like you can buy so much stuff for like
nothing.
This is a pretty good ad for them that you're doing.
I know. That's why I don't want to
go check it out.
I was like, that's where I'm going to get all my stuff.
I'm a Temu. Is it Temu or Temu?
Temu.
I'm a Temu brand ambassador now.
The reason why I know about Temu is that I once got like fraud on my credit card and it was like from Temu. somebody was buying Temu shit, and I was like, oh wow. The same thing happened. I don't know. It was just charged. The same thing happened when I found out what DoorDash was before I moved to the suburbs. Was there was just like so many charges for DoorDash, and I was like, what is DoorDash? Because all I knew about was Seamless, living in the city. And that's how I found out about DoorDash, because just lots of orders from DoorDash. But
like the same company now. I think they merged or something.
That's Grubhub.
Oh, Grubhub and Seamless?
Yeah.
They all do the same thing.
One commercial that made me cry. Which? I don't know if you guys know which one. The Google Pixel ad about visually impaired.
I didn't see it.
Well, anybody who is listening who watched that, it was like about how Google Pixel has like an assistance to take photos, like for those who are visually impaired, and it showed what it's like. And then it'll say like, move phone down. And it was literally,
That's really cool.
End of the commercial, I was bawling. But then what was another commercial? Beyonce with Verizon.
Okay. Oh, and her music that she released. So I'm obsessed with both songs. Love them
both. I didn't
both.
Care that she released them during the Super Bowl, to be honest. Like, it didn't do anything for me.
Meaning like, yeah, like just, you're-
Like people were upset about that?
No, I just like, she could have waited. Like, I just do it the next day.
Like in comparison to the Taylor Swift Grammy thing or just as a alone thing?
It was just, I think she could have gotten more if it was like the next, whatever. I don't even care.
I really like it either way.
What'd you guys think of the halftime show?
Really good. So nostalgic for us.
Yeah.
It was like being at a party in 2008.
At first, he could not hit his notes. I was really confused. Like I literally...
He was missing words here and there.
He was missing words. He couldn't get to certain notes, and that's why he was missing the words. And then he got his stride, though, like midway through the halftime of the halftime show. And then it got, like, really good. I thought he was a little too touchy with Alicia Keys.
I thought it was like, they both look like they did 20 years ago. Like, I feel like they both have not aged. They both could have been. If you told me that the show that they did was like in 2004 when the show came out, when the songs came out, like I would have believed you.
Yes, both look amazing. But didn't you feel like it was a little bit weird and touchy?
I think that was like the thing. I mean, the memes were so funny. If you haven't seen the Betches memes, those were like hysterical.
I thought it was definitely like touchy, but.
I think that was like what their plan was.
I thought it was planned. Yeah. I thought it was what they intended.
I don't think it was like non-consensual touching.
Yeah.
No. I'm not saying no. That's not what I'm saying. I just felt it was like unnecessary to be so, because like your TV is like really zoomed in. It's not like it's far away, but like every time he would do this like thing where he would like sort of put like, besides putting his hands very close to like. To the pubic bone, he would like do this like thing. Nobody can see what I'm doing except you two. But it's like
you're doing some weird hand motion that looks a little sexual.
Fanning his hand like down her hip.
I was like, a hand job
is a good word.
No, like fanning his hand down her hip, like and doing these like very theatrical things. No. Jerry's more of a shake. It was like a
like grinding.
Like. Well, that's with his dick. I'm talking with his hands. Like, he was doing like
this. No one can see you.
He was like caressing her a little.
Caressing, but with space. So it's sort of like a caressing with space between, but it was, the space was almost like sexual tension. Like I was feeling
2004.
That. Yeah, it was a little.
Dance floor vibes.
It was interesting. It was, yes. But that said, I fucking love Ludacris, so I was so excited to see him.
I mean, all those songs really bring you back to a time.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
It was fun. It was fun.
I secretly like really like the song Confessions.
You secretly? Is that your confession?
Is that your confession?
That's my confession. I have a confession. I don't know. It's just really catchy. It's a great
song. I mean, I would say that a lot of people agree with you because it was so popular.
Yeah. And of course, yeah. It was funny, though, for the memes of the Alicia Keys, Usher, inappropriate touching, or not inappropriate, but touching. I think we had the Betches one. It was really funny. It was like every toxic situationship you've ever, whatever like situationship you've ever been in actually feels like, unfortunately.
Because she's like having a blast.
Because she's like loving it, but she's it's like there's something like wrong. But too like much. She's kind of like to your yeah, sentiment. Like yeah. It feels like there's something wrong, but like everyone it. Still looks like they're having a great time. But like you know, this for isn't. Sure. There's something not right about it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
We cannot discuss the Super Bowl without discussing Taylor Swift,
Travis. Or Killa Trav, as his Instagram handle
is. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I had never heard him like speak before. I haven't listened to his podcast or anything before. And so the first time I heard him speak was when he did his speech when they won. And then like they're interviewing various people and then he gets up to speak. And the person before him gave like, you know, nice, thankful, whatever, like normal speech.
Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback.
Just one of the best quarterbacks. Yes. Yes.
And then the person before him, that guy, whatever. And then he gets up to give the speech and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear what like the incredibly famous and talented Taylor Swift, who's the amazing lyricist's incredibly, incredibly like insightful person who like feels so much. I can't wait to hear what he's saying when he's just had this huge victory. I'm sure it's going to be so eloquent. I think we should play
you
it.
Did you read his tweet?
I was like, Taylor is a really insightful, deep person who like relates to so many young women and has like such strong, well thought out feelings that like I'm interested to see what her boyfriend is about to say. I've never heard him speak before. So that was what in my mind what was built up. I was very excited. And then let's play what he said.
He says,
"Cheese Kingdom." Y'all hear this? We've been fighting for all right all day. How about a little Viva Las Vegas?
Oh my God.
Viva.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That was it. That was the whole thing he says. That was his whole interview. That was the whole interview. And I was like, and then they panned to Taylor and there was like, there was all these like internet tweets and memes that were like, this is what it looks like to watch Taylor get the ick.
Yeah.
And really she made like the smallest micro expression that people analyze to the death. Yeah.
It was a smile. It was like a little smile. But I was kind of like, if this was my boyfriend, I think I would be like, oh.
Yeah, I would too. But
it was kind of like an oh smile.
Yeah, but not I didn't feel like she was surprised by it. You know what I mean? I didn't feel like she was like surprised necessarily by it. But to me, the whole thing was overshadowed by the earlier meme from the night, which was him like bumping into his coach and getting in his face, which
matches that energy, though. Well, it matches the energy of the speech. Yes.
I almost felt like he was like overcompensating for the fact that how much drama he had caused earlier by like being like, yeah, I am like aggressive and a lot, even like all when we win. But
he didn't even say anything.
But right, he's like, he's so lucky that the location had a song with it. He is a meathead. That's what he is.
But that's
didn't you read his tweets about the squirrely?
Right, but those were like 10 years ago. I thought maybe he's like, you know, he's a read a lot of books professional since. Person yeah, right now. I
think he's read so many books since.
I just you don't
think he's joined Taylor's book club.
I think at that moment I was like, oh, maybe this isn't the match.
At that moment?
I don't think that it's not a match because of that, though. Because, neither, like,
yeah.
Clearly, like, she's tired of the tortured poet and the tortured artist mm-hmm. and the one who's so, so smart that is just always looking for
his
something
integrity
bad.
Integrity makes her feel small, you could say.
But maybe he's just, yeah, maybe he's a little simpler. And that's what she likes about him. He's just...
But I don't think that feel like I understand that's like a correction from the last relationship. But I think she needs someone a little more in the middle, like maybe like OK with the spotlight, maybe like not just screaming Viva Las Vegas, like
well,
has something
he did just
to say.
Win the Super Bowl.
I know. But like then that's
but
that's
Patrick
great.
Mahomes
make a speech.
Too.
Yes. Make a yeah, speech. But like say something normal, like say something.
Yeah, no. Yeah, like say like thanks to my teammates.
Yeah.
Thanks to my coach. You all worked so hard.
Yeah. It feels amazing.
It was a great game.
I'm so happy to be not you literally like you released a bull from like a
literally
from the cage.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so true. Yeah.
I just think like first and again, like there's nothing wrong with that. There's like in itself, that's fine. Like there's someone for everyone. I just don't see like Taylor is such a profound like she has such a way with words, especially in her songs. And she just seems like so insightful and so like someone who would say, I don't know, just like not
right.
a match for that.
We're just saying we're not sure that this is going to last very long based on their like very opposing ways of being. I think she's having fun, though. The thing that I did enjoy, like, watching with Taylor is that she's kind of, like, embracing her, like, sort of non-perfect party girl vibe. Like,
I
she's
loved her
taking,
hair.
She's drinking
Me
her
too.
Cran vodka. She's just sort of, like, it's very millennial of her. And I was, like, really into it. Just, like, the way that she was just being a little bit more loose and not, like, perfect image.
Oh, I thought she looked great, though.
No, perfecting her image, not the way she looked. Like her image being
like she was being
so
like
so curated and perfect and just everything is about her albums and just her brand. It was just kind of her being an every girl, which could also be part of the strategy, obviously, mm-hmm. which I think it is.
Well, she's dating a frat star, so she needs to be able to learn how to play beer pong.
Yeah. The thing is that even though Taylor does really attract the Gen Z, Gen Alpha audience, she is a millennial. Like we are in 1989, she's squarely in the middle of millennial culture. The Super Bowl, as I think, you know, Jordan and we talked about, like that it's targeting millennials at this moment, the last couple of years, because again, like we're spending a lot of money in the market and all of that. So I think maybe there was a piece of the branding, again, I'm always like have my PR mm-hmm. hat on, and trying to get the millennials who are watching to relate to Taylor rather than like her young, like sort of bracelet wearing vibe, you know, like the light pinks and all of that, like the Gen Z-ish vibe, and lean into her like, I'm wearing my like skinny jeans and my like black going out top and like have my like short nails and like drinking
Natty Light
vodka soda, chugging beer on the Jumbotron or whatever it's called in football. I thought that was like kind of, even though it didn't look on purpose, it probably was. It was cool to see, though. It was fun.
I agree. I think this is, I also think there is a part of her that is like deeply normal to the extent that you can be when you've grown up the way she has. So I like, I don't think that this is like even necessarily like inauthentic for her to be like,
sure,
on the Jumbotron and drinking. Like, I actually think that is like a pretty authentic part of her. What I think is like, it's more that like, it's hard to see anything she does as not colored by some sort of intention in general. But one thing I did find very entertaining was that like, there were so many other celebrities at the Super Bowl. And like, did you see that meme of the Kardashian box where they're all like looking miserable, and then you see like, oh, yeah, Taylor Swift's box and they're like rejoicing?
Yeah.
And like that, I think, was a really good, that to me was like very powerful comparison, because it just sort of is like, this is a new, this is a, like, it's cool to be into it and not, and I don't know, it's just kind of like a different energy, yeah, that I think she and her squad, quote unquote, bring.
Wait, another good example of that, though, is the difference, and this is nothing even generational. It was like, first cut to Leo, who had his little chapeau on and wouldn't look
trying to avoid
up.
The camera. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was looking up, and then swipe across to like two different celebrities, and swipe across to Jeff Goldblum, who like notices he's on the Jumbotron,
like a heart,
gets so excited, puts his glasses on so he can see it, makes the like the boomer version of the heart, because every single generation does the heart with the fingers very differently, clearly. He does like this upside down version with like all of his hands, all of his fingers. And that, I thought it was so cute and like endearing and sweet that like his version so much better than Leo, who was like, don't look at me, I'm so cool. Like, oil, right, was in Flowers of the Killer, yeah, Moon or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. It's like if you just wave to the camera, everyone will like you and then they'll move on. Also,
right.
Like, what's just the like, point? Like, they know who you are.
Exactly.
Justin, yeah, did you see Justin's little cameo? It was
With the ketchup and mustard? Was that like an ad for Heinz?
No, I didn't see that. I just saw them like pan to him and he like waved, but then he like gave Haley just like a giant kiss and showed some PDA. And it was cute. It was interesting, especially because everybody was like thought that he was going to be at the halftime show with Usher.
Yeah, right. And then he wasn't.
I don't remember anybody else.
I mean, he doesn't really belong in like that performing group, I don't think.
No, because Usher's his like mentor or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But I'm saying like, I don't think his music is like, would fit as well as the music that they chose.
Yeah. I mean, he probably would have done like a duet with Usher, I think, if that had happened. But either way, it didn't happen. And, right, you know, it's a shame. But I thought it was good. I think entertainment this year continues to be high quality. It was a good game, even like went into overtime, and I don't know. I'm happy.
It was the most watched.
Yeah,
in history.
He's not the quarterback, by the way. I did say he was the quarterback last episode. He is the tight end, and yes, he's the tight end. Yes.
Yes.
What, wide receiver? Tight end.
Tight end. Somebody,
tight end. And you know, and the prom queen and the quarter, whatever, football guy. It was sort of that vibe everybody was just into,
I
think.
Why don't people like Brittany Mahomes? I feel like the internet, whenever I like, I don't like, I've never done a deep dive on her, but I feel like the internet doesn't.
I think there's a few reasons. One is that she gets like the negative WAG treatment, like where they kind of just like have an antipathy to WAGs.
What's WAG?
But then there's wives and girlfriends of athletes.
Okay.
It's like, but then I think there are people who don't like her because Patrick Mahomes' brother was accused of sexual assault, and she like basically like stood up for him on Instagram and was like, you don't know what the story is, and like apparently the allegations were like pretty well supported, and she like
defended him
still.
Okay.
And that's, I think, kind of one reason that people are not
into her,
but they already didn't like her for other reasons, or some people didn't like her
because
for other
of the WAG stigma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I didn't really know much about her, but I feel like, and whenever something pops up on my like feed about her, it's always something kind of like negative.
Yeah. I think that's kind of,
she seems to get like hyper criticized.
She does. Yeah. That's true.
I think a lot of people also like criticize like the two of their looks and just like the way in which, I don't know. I think
the Mahomeses.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. What about their looks? I never really knew that.
That they're just, that people say like, the, you know, they're not like
that hot, that
attractive. Yeah. That's okay. what like okay. a lot well, of people not say models. About them.
Right. Well, I think there's this thing where it's like, you can be good at football and also not be like superstar quality person, like you not have like the star, like that, like star power, but just be really good at football. Like his job is to be really good at football. He's doing pretty well.
Not everyone can do an amazing rendition of Viva Las Vegas.
He does have star power. I think it's more so because just does like he? The wife gets, yeah.
I don't
wife
think he gets, has star power.
No, he's very, very respected, I think, by
yeah. Yeah, but you could be people. Respected and not like be like, have like.
He's not Tom Brady. Yeah. But no, 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 no. He's not Tom Brady yet. But they are like now.
Avi says he could be on the way.
He is the next Tom Brady because he's quarterbacked like what, 3 wins now so far in the Super Bowl. And so they're comparing him to the next Tom Brady. That said, he's obviously doesn't have the Tom Brady like whatever.
He doesn't have a certain cachet that Tom Brady has.
Star, I think that's like a star power standard, thing.
No, I think the standard for men is it does not matter. And I think that it's just like a double standard for the woman. Like you expect any looking man, it doesn't matter what he looks like, sort of like the ugly hot, like whatever. Oh, guys are allowed to be ugly hot. But I think like you expect them, like the best quarterback to be with like the hottest girl ever. And so like I think that's where the criticism really comes for her. And I don't think it's fair at all. And so you immediately start calling her a bitch and saying that she has resting bitch face and that she's rude and all this shit. And I saw like, yeah, despite all that stuff, Sammy, like I saw on Instagram that like, oh, like the brother got denied into like after party or pre-party that she was at.
They
showed her like not giving a shit that he got in. And then so she was what? Scrutinized for that, even though she's also scrutinized.
They also showed her sitting outside like. The party with him. Did you see
that? That's what I mean. It's like very like one-sided.
Right. She gets put under a micro. It's like she can't really do anything right.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know also the whole entire story. Like, but I don't know. I just, she I was just think also, she was also just like Sports Illustrated cover. They put her on.
Right. So. I think it's also just this kind of thing where it's, I just don't think like ever, like some people are just like average, not incredible people, like fine people, and like maybe she's just one of them.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
well, we
like
don't
maybe that, like there's this pressure to be this like incredible, like you said, like either extremely beautiful, supermodel, or extremely interesting, like Taylor Swift. I'm only really know anything about her because Taylor Swift is also at these games and she's like the person that you see next to Taylor Swift. But you're kind of like that. That's her standard. Like, yeah, not most people are not that. So like.
Right. Well, I think it's also like, it's not like, for example, like Kylie Kelce. I hate that you're even like have to like compare women, but I'm giving her as an example, as a reference. People really like her, I think, because she doesn't really try to like do as much. Like she isn't as quote unquote loud out of her quote unquote lane as Brittany Mahomes is perceived as. But again, I still think this all goes back to like, these aren't necessarily fair criticisms anyway, without knowing everything about them. But like you said, like they don't all have to be like this great thing, but like it depends kind of what you're trying to be. And I think people maybe perceive her as trying to be, something they don't approve of.
I don't know. I hate like the public stage of like just taking apart women.
Yeah. I just wanted to know if there was like a reason that there was this, you know,
there are
internet vibe that I had picked up on, but it seems like the accurate that there's a vibe and there's a lot that's gone into it.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
All right. Well, they just announced the Met Gala theme, co-chairs, dress code. I'm excited to talk about this.
Will you tell us about it?
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you all about it because I have the notes right here. Okay. So the exhibition, you know, it's always like about the costume exhibition, and then there's like a dress code based on that. So the exhibition's name is Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion, and the official dress code is the Garden of Time.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That sounds deep.
Florals for spring.
Groundbreaking. I kind of really like this. I like Sleeping Beauty, Garden of Time. This isn't about one problematic man. It's just like a fashiony, fun, feminine vibe. I think it's going to be great to see how these designers interpret it. There's going to be like just, I feel like this is going to be less clowny. There's going to be like interesting campy fashion. And then there's going to be just like beautiful couture. I'm excited for that.
What do you think the co-chairs do? The co-chairs are Zendaya.
They make the list.
The co-chairs are Zendaya, ooh, Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, and Chris Hemsworth. I was like, do the co-chairs like hang streamers?
They're like Connor Roy at the Recce ball.
The butter is too cold. There's be red riffing out there as we speak. Who is going to be manning the dunking booth?
I don't know what the purpose of the co-chairs is. Maybe it's sort of to like establish like people who are like representative of that theme, and I don't know.
It's like cool, the people that they want to make sure
cool people that year. Yeah.
It's the cool people of the year.
It's the homecoming king and queen.
That's what we should call it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Totally. It's Zendaya, J-Lo, which is kind of great. I like that it's J-Lo. She's like getting her moment. Bad Bunny, who is just the top artist. And Chris Hemsworth in an interesting twist of events. Why him?
No idea. Realistically, these people are never like as co-chairs. These people are never like meeting up.
No, they're never like hanging.
Like Zoom to discuss. Like,
right. Like, it's just like
they're
totally.
They're co-chairs in name only. It's like, oh, do you want to be the co-chair? And then they're definitely not. It means like you have to go probably.
Yeah, I think you probably have to accept being chosen so that you can like make sure you're free.
Right, but you're not like doing anything. I'm sure.
No. I don't think so.
Oh, there's
who's
some more
the DJ.
Wait, there's some you not clearly me. Or not you. You forgot. Wait, there's some more interesting information about the exhibition, which again lends itself to the theme. The exhibition will be shaped around three main zones, in quotation marks. There's land, sea, and sky that pay tribute to the natural world. It is very much an ode to nature and the emotional poetics of fashion. I kind of really love this. I love that it's too. Like weird and eerie, but nature. It's going to be like Eve and but also Disney princess Sleeping Beauty, who's also like creepy and eerie.
There's like a lot of room for interpretation, which I think is important in a theme.
We're going to see a lot of green and pinks.
I love green, as we know.
Yeah, emerald has been truly a color as I'm wearing it right now. Oh, my shirt is very like Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, yeah. Are you the co-chair? Ooh. Are you the fifth co-chair?
Anna,
are
you
gonna
me.
Hang the streamers?
No. But if you want me to, and I can go to the Met Gala, yeah, sure. I'll take that.
All tears to Jesus
Christ. It's on a Monday, are you sure?
I can make myself available. I can make myself available.
To check the train times.
I'll just check the LIRR schedule.
All right, well, we'll discuss it again once it happens and see how the co-chairs did with putting everything together.
Yeah, we'll be sure to rate their performance when it comes around.
Yeah.
Wait, guys, something I forgot to mention that has nothing to do with the Met Gala. Speaking of Yes And, did you guys know that Mariah Carey is doing a remix with Ariana on Yes And?
I did see that. I'm very excited about that, actually.
That because, I am pumped to hear.
When was the last time Mariah Carey had new music?
Don't they say like that Ariana Grande is like our generation's Mariah Carey? So isn't that like?
I mean, it makes sense.
I've heard that comparison.
This is what Mariah said. Darling Angel, I am so effing excited to be joining you on the Yes And remix. This is such a magical moment. Love you, heart emoji.
That sounds like what someone's mom would comment on their like Facebook post.
Yeah.
Darling Angel.
Beautiful family. XO Mariah.
Okay, there's more news not related to Mariah. Sammy, do you want to talk about Nicola Peltz Beckham?
Okay, I really find this very entertaining. I don't know if you guys do too. Okay, so Nicola Peltz Beckham is directing a movie, apparently. How did she get that job? I don't know. Can't imagine. But basically, so she's directing this movie, and I don't really have any thoughts on the movie itself, other than I do have to share that Brooklyn, her husband, was making a cameo in the movie. And apparently he was so bad that she had to cut his part out. And he's no longer going to be in the movie. And she said she spoke to the Hollywood Reporter about and described it. So hold on, let me find it. He had like a tiny cameo. He had one line. His line was hi, but he kept saying it in a British accent and he couldn't stop like looking at the camera. So Nicola was like, we can't do this. Like, we have to move on. And he ended up not making the cameo. Aww.
Poor Brooklyn Beckham is just trying to find his way in the world.
I know. Isn't it sad?
He keeps trying out all these different ventures. Soon he's going to have a toaster line.
He couldn't say hi without a British accent.
Aww. I mean, respect to her for cutting it, I have to say.
That was my other thought was like, okay, like at least you didn't. But, you know, you knew that it was.
I mean,
was
she's
not
trying to make a name for herself as a director.
Yeah. So,
I respect that. I respect the move. Although it also kind of shows that she really does wear the pants in the relationship.
Indeed, it does.
Which is fine because Brooklyn doesn't really, again, as we're seeing,
doesn't wear the pants
too much.
What?
He doesn't do much. It seems he was like a model for a while, right? Is he still modeling?
He was also a chef.
And an elephant photographer.
What?
Brooklyn Beckham is kind of Nicola Peltz Beckham's like trophy husband.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. But you know what? That's feminism.
Yeah. I'm into it. I'm fine with it.
I'm into it. And I also wish the best for Brooklyn.
I'm kind of into them too, even though there's something like a little off, but I am into it.
They're just two Nepo babies trying to make it in the world. Trying to make a name for themselves as investigatory journalists.
Right.
As Nepo babies, no matter how
many. I feel like she's trying to think a little further ahead and he might not be. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like
I'm sure they have world's best brand
Her dad is like trying to get on the board of Disney. I think it's like partially that she's thinking ahead and like partially it's.
She's getting gigs.
Yeah.
Through peeps, and he's trying to use her to get his gigs, but he can't.
I think and he like he is obsessed with her. I think he like really loves her.
Good.
I think he does too. Yeah.
Let's promote that love.
Yeah,
I think he does love too. It. That's a good thing. Yeah,
love. I love love. Love, love, love. Is Teresa.
Love is the betch of the week this week.
Love is the betch of the week.
Is
wait,
it?
We also didn't mention that Meghan Markle is coming out with a new podcast on
Limonada. Same podcast. Same podcast.
Sorry. She's coming out with the same podcast.
New network, who dis?
But who in the new in a new network, on a new network. She's gone from Spotify to Limonada. And that's it. There's no more news about that. So we
I
shall
wonder
see.
If she got how much money she got for it, if she got a lot less than the Spotify deal.
I don't think they have as much money as Spotify, just guessing, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's Spotify, so most people don't.
And also but, Spotify didn't recoup that money. That's why they don't do it anymore. So I'm sure it's might be a little bit of a cut.
Yeah, exactly. So
but
it's all good.
We'll find out more. We'll be sure to let you know how that podcast goes.
Who is our betch of the week this week? Any nominations?
Alicia Keys had a good performance.
You know what else she can get credit for?
I like
she also
Alicia
showed
Keys
up with
generally.
Like no makeup to the Super Bowl.
Are you sure?
Like
she says she doesn't really wear makeup that like
she,
I don't
she
think
did
she
like a campaign years ago where she just was like, I'm done wearing makeup and I'm gonna be like
and
showing up everywhere
good.
Without makeup. Yeah. Well, that's why she can.
Right. Are you sure she wore absolutely no, like not even like mascara?
I'm pretty sure. Let's check. Alicia Keys, no makeup, Super Bowl.
I understand like minimal makeup, but she wore absolutely nothing on a lip gloss?
Makeup. I would say she's not in full glam, but if I were to zoom in on her photo, she's really wearing very minimal. Very, very minimal. Like,
but I don't believe she wore none.
Yeah, I don't know if she's not wearing any, but her hair looks fucking impeccable.
We can say she just does no glam.
Ugh, Usher's hands in this picture just so close. It's like literally resting on the pubis.
I mean,
I can't. I don't like it.
Okay, so do we want Alicia Keys or Nicola Peltz-Beckham?
No, Alicia Keys.
Nicola has some time before.
Let's Alicia Keys. She's on
okay,
stage.
Okay, let's give it to Alicia Keys. She dealt with
she was the only woman in the Super Bowl halftime show, correct?
Yeah, and she dealt with
No, there was her.
Oh, and her,
who?
Yeah.
Her.
H-E-R.
But you said, I said that too, and then I was like, Anyang? Who people were saying looked just like Northwest because she had the like, the same like pigtails and like the same glasses on, and everyone was like, "Since when?"
She playing the sax?
No, she was playing the guitar.
Oh, the guitar.
Okay. Yeah, it was like during like the rollerblading scene.
Oh,
I think.
Okay, did you know who that was? I didn't know who that was.
It was her.
No, I know who her is.
She's heard
a musician.
Of her.
It's like her. It's like spelled like the word her, but like it's in caps and there's periods in between each letter, so it's like H-E-R, basically.
Yeah.
Like the way her is spelled.
Correct.
Yeah, but with dots in the middle,
okay,
like
fine.
M-I-A.
So she wasn't the only one. Did she sing her?
No, she just... Yes. Her, no. She's only sang... No. She only played the guitar.
Oh, I assume she sang. I don't know.
Solo guitar performance.
They're giving it to Alicia Keys. Betch of the
if
week.
If you Google... Everybody, if you don't know what the reference is, Google her... And Google H-E-R at the Super Bowl and just look at how much her face resembles North. Not her face, but like just like her costume resembles Northwest. It's very funny. A lot of people are like, wait, Northwest grew up so fast. She could play the guitar. I thought she was just
really,
a really good painter.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone to the Caymans? Travis Kelce, we can't really send because he did win the Super Bowl. I feel like it's a weird week to send him to the Caymans, even though his speech was...
Yeah, and Usher was put on a really good performance. Does not go.
No, why would you send Usher?
Yeah.
Never in my...
Too much touching.
It was not in my nominations.
No, I mean, I think the only person who can go is Travis Kelce. I don't care that he won. Getting in your coach's face like that is not cool. And it is a red flag to me.
And he gave a bad speech. I hate to send someone in a big week of their life, but
he'll be fine. He's done it two other times.
He's just gonna He's going to sell the shares. He's going to be like, buy these shares.
Viva the shares.
Viva Cayman Islands.
Yeah, Viva Cayman Islands.
That's how he's going to win. That's how he's going to get the sales.
Yeah.
Scream in the people's face. Do you want the apartment or not? You can have a queen size bed in here.
Kilotrav out.
He doesn't advertise for it on his podcast.
He can go. Patrick Mahomes was much more
eloquent,
responsible for the Super Bowl win. He's literally the quarterback. He throws every single football to be run into the, what is it called, Enfield zone?
Oh, the other quarterback was so cute. And the little quarterback.
Purdy.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that kid. I thought he was in high school.
That kid.
He looks so young. I mean, it's like 24. I looked him up, but I think he looks even younger. So it was very.
He does look pretty young. Yeah.
He was Purdy? Adorable, though, I guess.
Brock Purdy. Purdy.
Yeah.
I guess calling him adorable when they lost the Super Bowl is sort of the equivalent, to bring this full circle, of being told, asked how your little company is doing.
Yeah. Well, we're, it's equaling a playing field.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for us on the At Betches podcast. Make sure you follow me at Jordana Abraham.
And me at Aileen.
And me at Sammy. And please leave us a rating, a review, and tell your friends about it. And we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.